This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this program. Surrender your life to Christ. Repent and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Some source material for this program was derived from material at godquestions.org. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website, gospel2africa.com. Now, this works on your internet-enabled mobile phone also, so that you can listen to past programs on your phone. Pastor Terry Priestep has written over 50 Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life, so you can read those at our website. That internet address again is gospel2africa.com, and I will repeat that at the end of the program. My message today is called God Has Come in the Flesh. Theologians use the term incarnation, which means that God, who is a spirit in heaven, came to earth about 2,000 years ago and took on human flesh. God became a man. That man was Jesus Christ. He was fully God and fully man at the same time. This is the miracle we celebrate at Christmas time. The true meaning of Christmas is the celebration of this incredible act of love. John 3:16-17 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him." So why did God do such a thing? Because He loves us. Why was Christmas necessary? Because we needed a Savior. Why does God love us so much? Because He is love itself. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, we read, "The person who does not love does not know God, because God is love." Why do we celebrate Christmas each year? Out of gratitude for what God did for us, we remember His birth by giving each other gifts, worshiping God, and being especially conscious of the poor and less fortunate. God loved His own and provided a way, the only way, for us to spend eternity with Him. He gave His only Son to take our punishment for our sins. He paid the price in full, and we are free from condemnation when we accept that free gift of love. But God demonstrated His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. At Christmas, Christians celebrate the incarnation of Christ, where God Himself became a real human being like you and I. In Christianity, the word incarnation is used to express the idea of Jesus Christ coming to earth in human form. The word is a Latin term that literally means the act of being made flesh. This Latin term was used in John 1:14. "Now the Word became flesh and took up residence among us. We saw His glory, the glory of the one and only, full of grace and truth, who came from the Father." Theologically, the humanity of Jesus is an important aspect of His earthly life. Jesus is divine, yet also took on a human body to identify with humanity. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was fully God." Now you can read that in John chapter 1 and verse 1. Then in Colossians 1:16 we read these words, "Christ made everything in the heavens and on the earth. He made everything that is seen and things that are not seen. He made all the powers of heaven. Everything was made by him and for him. He was born of a woman," Matthew 1 and Luke 2. "He ate food," Matthew 4:2 and 21:18. "He slept," Luke 8:23. "He experienced temptation," Matthew 4. "Like other humans, he could perspire," Luke 22, "and bleed," John 19:34. "He also displayed human emotions, including anger," Mark 3:5. "He experienced joy," John 15:11, "and sorrow," Matthew 26:37. In terms of his divine plan, Jesus also became human as part of his plan to die in our place as a sacrifice, Hebrews 9:22. Further, in order to resurrect, he first had to die physically, which required taking on a physical body. In fact, our salvation completely depends upon Jesus coming into this world in human form. Romans 5:8 clearly states, "God shows his love for us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. His love was fully displayed in taking on human form and allowing this form to be destroyed as a sacrifice on our behalf." Read Isaiah chapter 53 in the Old Testament. Unlike any other human, Jesus lived in a human body, yet did not sin. Hebrews 4:15 shares this, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. He resisted temptation perfectly, revealing both his full deity and full humanity." Also unique is the resurrection of Jesus. He raised others from the dead during his life, but only Jesus returned to life of his own power. His resurrection is only possible because he took on human form and first died. This resurrection surprised his followers, yet also compelled them to share his message with others. In fact, the Apostle Paul called the resurrection a matter of first importance. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And he wrote there, "If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins." Read 1 Corinthians 15, verse 17. He realized that apart from the death and resurrection of Jesus, the foundation of Christianity would not exist. The incarnation is valuable for our study in many ways. In it, we discover a God who loves us so much that he came to earth and took on a human form on our behalf, ultimately to give up his life to pay for our sins and offer us eternal life with him. We receive salvation by the gift of faith imparted to us as a gift, Ephesians 2:8 and 9, by hearing the good news of the gospel of salvation, Ephesians 1:13, and believing it. But salvation is more than saying, "I believe." Salvation requires repentance, and repentance goes beyond saying, "I'm sorry." Repentance involves a 180-degree turn away from sin. That means to go in the opposite direction you have been going, to forget the attractions of the world and follow the teachings of Jesus the Savior, Matthew 6:24. Salvation is defined as being delivered by the grace of God from sin and its consequence of eternal punishment and being raised to newness of life in Christ Jesus, Romans 6:4. Salvation comes to those who repent and by faith receive Jesus alone as personal Savior and Lord, John 1:12. Accepting Jesus as your personal Savior involves an understanding of who Jesus is and what a Savior is and what it means to accept Jesus as Savior. Jesus Christ is often noted as a good person, yet the Bible declares he is much more. He is God in human form who came to live on earth. He lived, taught, performed miracles, suffered, died, and resurrected from the dead to prove he is Lord. A Savior is a rescuer, redeemer, or one who saves someone else. Jesus is Savior of the world in every aspect of this word. Jesus rescues us from sin and eternal punishment when we trust in Him by faith. He is a Redeemer because He paid the cost of our sins through His death on the cross. He can save us because He has the power to forgive sins and the desire to save those who trust in Him. So, for you, friend, to accept Jesus as your personal Savior is to acknowledge who Jesus is in your own life. It is to believe in Him. John 1:12 says, "But to all who did receive Him, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God." Again, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life." Are you willing to place your faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior and receive this free gift of eternal life? If so, follow through with this decision right now. There is no special prayer you must pray to do so. However, the following prayer is one that you can use to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. "Dear Jesus, I realize I am a sinner and could never reach heaven by my own good deeds. Right now, I place my faith in Jesus Christ as the Son of God who died for my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Please forgive me of my sins and help me to live for You. Thank You for accepting me and giving me eternal life." Well, friend, I'm going to pray for each of you right now, and I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of Your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask You to send Your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith You give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with You, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ, so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere, how people can receive Christ by faith. We want you to become a sincere and true believer in Christ as your Savior. Vision for Christ is involved in helping to make disciples who will follow Christ daily and then live out their faith through good acts of service to others who live near them. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com. And again, that works on your internet-enabled mobile phone also. You can listen to past programs over your phone. Pastor Terry Priestap has written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life, and you can read those there. That internet address is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you are not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life, and you can write to us through our website contact page. If you have comments or questions about anything I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and that is gospel2africa.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor. I offer this final bit of encouragement found in the Bible in John chapter 1, verse 14. "Now the Word became flesh and took up residence among us."